Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, One Up Me Podcast.
Welcome to the One Up Me Podcast. My name is Jordan Sims.
I am Ryan Smith, and today we thought we'd get started off by talking about a little bit about our gaming histories.
Yeah, between the two of us, we have a very complex gaming history. It's not your typical, you know, Sunday morning cartoons or any of that. It's very interesting because he had consoles I didn't have, and I had consoles he didn't have.
Yeah, Jordan has a lot more experience on PC, for example, than I do.
That is very true. A lot of the times he was gaming it up on the Wii and, you know, PlayStation and other stuff like that. I was playing PC games. We'll get to that later in the episode.
Yeah. You want to start or you want me to start, Jordan?
It doesn't matter to me. The first console I had was the Super Nintendo, and I always get that mixed up with the N64, I guess because I had them so close together. But the games that really stuck with me from the Super Nintendo days were... They're two off-the-wall ones that, you know, I don't hear a lot of people talking about.
Right.
Donkey Kong Country and Three Ninjas Kick Back, which...
Three Ninjas Kick Back, I've never heard of that.
So, back during the day, like during the 90s, there was, you know, like Karate Kid. And
Right, oh yeah.
That did its whole spin-off thing. Yeah, and so a lot of people did, so... What happened is they came up with this thing called Three Ninjas, and it was these three brothers, and it was pretty much Karate Kid.
Are you talking about that, like, yeah. Three Ninjas on a Space Mountain, whatever that movie's called?
Yeah, like Three Ninjas, Knuckle Up, and stuff like that. This was their Super Nintendo game. And it was essentially you were just doing the stuff they did in the movie, but it was just really cool, and I think it honestly kind of got me into action-style side-scrolling action-y style games. So,
oh my gosh, I'm looking at this right now. This looks horrible. Yeah,
it's pretty bad compared to today's standards.
I mean, I watched this movie, one of the movies. Which one was it? I think it was the third one where they were in the amusement park.
Yeah.
I hated it so much.
Yeah, I went back and watched it a couple years ago.
It's
and
like, unwatchable. How did I like this?
It's pretty bad.
Horrible.
It is, yeah, they made four of these movies.
Jeez.
But, yeah, luckily, I'm pretty sure they only made one video game, so they spared us on that.
Yeah. What about your more well-known game? What about Donkey Kong Country?
There was just something about it. You know, I loved Mario and stuff, but there was something about Donkey Kong. I liked it. It was challenging and simple.
They are definitely hard.
I beat the first one. I thought it was really cool, and they came out with the second one. I was like, okay, awesome, you know, and it was... really my first introduction to sequels.
Oh yeah,
that's cool. Stuff. It got me, you know, it gave me a good foundation for what a sequel should be, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The story kept going, things kept progressing, it got a little bit harder, and then it introduced me to a new thing that I didn't really understand at that time, but I do now, a trilogy. It was a trilogy of games that was just...
kind of in the same franchise.
Yeah, same franchise, same universe, same core concept of the game.
Yeah.
But it was one of those things that really, it tied it all together, and it really did well, you know, just like with a lot of things Nintendo does.
Yeah, like I was telling you the other day, watching the completionist play this game, looks very weird, because Donkey Kong isn't in it, is he? The third one.
No, not really. If I remember right, it's been forever since I played it. I think he gets captured by someone.
Right.
And his niece and nephew. I'm pretty sure that's who they are.
The baby. The weird baby guy.
Yeah, and the baby monkey. They all have to go save him. And that's the whole premise of the game. And you give them this... it's essentially like a boat, but it's like a hover car that... whatever those things are called, that fly on...
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like they have in New Orleans and stuff.
Exactly, yeah, those. And you fly around on those, or surf around on those. And
right.
You gotta go save him and collect, you know, stars and barrels and bananas and whatnot. And so, that was pretty cool. But what about you? Did you play any Super Nintendo?
Well, like, my older brother, my stepbrother at the time, like, he had one. But I never really played it that much. So, last year... I did get a SNES Classic, though, late last year, and I have been playing through some of those. I started playing through A Link to the Past, which has been fantastic. I started that a few days ago. It's fantastic. I mean, there's a list as long as my leg. I'm looking here at the list, not just of the ones that are on my class, but the ones that unfortunately didn't come on it. But, I mean, Mega Man X. I love Mega Man X. The Super Mario RPG is obviously a classic. I mean, there's a list that I can't even count so long. The games that I need to play that I've unfortunately missed out on.
It's phenomenal, you know, going back and looking at it, how hard Nintendo really kicked the door down with gaming, where they were like, hey, this is what we're going to do. You know?
With the NES, which I never really played at all.
They did a beautiful job with really just doing unheard of things in the gaming industry.
Yeah, I mean, it's gorgeous, too. These games are beautiful.
Yeah, they did a phenomenal job, and they still are to this day. I definitely don't want them to go anywhere anytime soon.
No, that would be incredibly sad.
So what about the N64? That's the next big one a lot of people owned.
Nintendo 64 is probably my first, what I would call, console. I had the Game Boy. I'll talk about that in a minute. But as far as console games, gaming, I'd say the N64 is my first big foray into that. Obviously, games like Banjo-Kazooie and Banjo-Tooie, just the entire Rare catalog is, for the most part, fantastic. I always used to say, at the very least, that Banjo-Kazooie was my favorite 3D platformer, but it's been so long since I played that game, I don't even hardly want to say it anymore. I just want to say that it's probably Super Mario 64, because that game is just revolutionary.
That is a really good game. I, going back doing research for this episode and reminding myself what I played on the N64, I remembered that I played Castlevania, and I didn't really ever remember playing that until going through the list and,
really,
you know, reminiscing about playing Castlevania. But I honestly don't ever think I beat it. I just think that it really challenged me as far as a game. And, you know, I've also played the classics like GoldenEye and Mario Kart and Donkey Kong, you know, 64.
Great list. Then, of course, you have, which I also didn't play until recently, just amazing games. And I never did beat either one of them for some reason, but the double combo of Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask.
Yeah.
Both came out on the N64.
That's true. Man, Zelda has had some awesome games.
Oh, yeah, I love Zelda. I don't think I like it quite as much as Mario, just because I think Mario is just a more fun experience, quote-unquote.
I definitely would agree with you in that aspect. I definitely, you know, if I had to pick one...
It's hard.
It is really hard, because, you know, some days I want to go, you know, adventure around and do stuff on Zelda, but other days... You know, not saying that Mario is an easier game by any aspect.
I mean, neither one of them are really hard.
That's true.
But they weren't made to be hard.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'd have to go with... I don't know. If I really had to pick one, I'd probably pick Majora's Mask.
I like Majora's Mask a lot. That's a great game.
It is.
Some of my favorite Mario games, especially going back to the late 90s and early 2000s, though, going from the N64 to the GameCube and beyond. But really, so I guess it started on the SNES, but I didn't play the game at the time. But the weird spinoffs, like the RPGs and, I guess, racing games and stuff. Smash Bros. Isn't really a Mario game, per se,
it's not.
But it's obviously got Mario in it. But one of my favorite games of all time is Paper Mario, so I love the spinoffs.
I did never actually play that. I honestly don't. I think I played it like maybe like an hour or two at somebody's house, but I never actually remember
very, very fun.
Owning it myself and playing it. I think, if I remember correctly, I just thought of the idea of Mario being paper. Very stupid.
I don't know why. Like, I don't think I watched an IGN article or read, not watched, or something, but for some reason I had to have this game, like begging my parents for it. And I was so happy when I woke up Christmas morning and there it was.
Yeah, that definitely would be a really cool surprise. Who knows, maybe they'll, you know, do something really cool in the future with Paper Mario.
Yeah, I think the last one, there was one not that long ago, Color Splash. which I had to as well. It's not nearly as good as the first one, but it is good. I did enjoy it. It's maybe like a 7, but I'd give the first Paper Mario probably really close to a 10.
Oh, which, wow.
Yeah, I'm about like a 9.8 or 9.7. I mean, that might be high, and I know okay. I have at least some nostalgia for that. That are tilting my view, and I'll admit that, but it's a very good game.
I can respect that. You know, at the end of the day, it honestly doesn't matter what people rate games as long as, you know, the individual is enjoying it. What about the PS1s? You have one of those?
Yeah, I did. Oh, wow. Hold on, just real quick. I was about to close this list of N64 games. I forgot about Turok. Did you play those games? Oh my gosh. Snowboard Kids. Wow. But yeah, I don't think the Turok games were that good. I think we can go ahead and go to the PS1 games. As far as PS1 games, I was still pretty little when the PS1 came out. So I mostly stuck to the platform mascots and mascot platformers. Like Spyro and Crash.
Okay, yeah.
Played a little bit of Medieval. The old Digimon games I remember playing hundreds of hours probably.
I was really big into Digimon games. I loved playing Digimon World on the PS1. One of the games that really, I know, it holds a dear spot in my heart, and also a lot of people, is Legend of Mana. It really got me into... It got me into those style of action-adventure RPG style games. I know a lot of people are like, no, Final Fantasy got me into it. I'm like, hey, you know, to each his own. That's the beautiful thing about video games. There's literally something for everybody.
Yeah, I didn't really get into RPGs until PS2.
There were definitely a lot of good ones on there.
Yeah, I played, like I said, I played a lot of Crash. I loved Crash. It's been a long time since I played. Maybe I should pick up that collection, because I do remember loving the games. I remember sitting in my beanbag chair at my mom's house playing Crash and Spyro all day.
I do love those games. I would honestly buy a Smash Up if they had one of those. Like, not like a fighting game, but if somehow Spyro and Crash were able to smash into the same universe and somehow the story and everything was really cool and awesome, I would totally play that game. I don't know what they would do to, you know, be put in the same universe, but I would definitely.
I mean,
like to
anything
see that.
Can be good or bad depending on who makes it. Yeah, but like I said, I mostly played. Kind of like on the N64, I mostly played platformers. And then the Digimon games. I did play this game. It's called Yu-Gi-Oh! Like True Memories or True Monsters. Hold on. True Duel Monsters.
I feel like I've played that.
I remember nothing about it. I think I remember liking it in this massive two CD box. It might have been garbage. I don't remember. But I do, that's a random memory I remember playing.
Well, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! Was and is still pretty popular. So
yeah, I mean, I don't like Yu-Gi-Oh! Anymore, but I mean, I'll still watch a little bit of Yu-Gi-Oh! On TV. I may not like the card game, but it's always probably have at least a little bit of a special place in my heart.
Yeah, I can respect with how hard they work at it. Their marketing team definitely does a good job.
Yeah, oh yeah, they're very good at that. I played, I didn't play much Genesis or anything Sega. What about you?
Me neither. I honestly don't even, I didn't own one, and I can't even think of anybody in my circle of friends at that time that owned one.
Right. I played, the Sonic games a little bit, because I had a friend that had, I think he had a Genesis, and I played, them that way. But besides that, that's about all I played. I played some Mortal Kombat games, but I don't think I played those on the Genesis either.
Yeah, all the Genesis-esque games, I didn't play till later, whether they were ports or on the PC or, you know, something like that. So what about, what'd you have handheld-wise? You said talked about having a Game Boy.
Oh, yeah, actually, it wasn't me, it was one of my brothers. I actually had, like, a Game Boy from late 80s, I guess it was, because he was a little bit older than I was. I guess he still is. But the only game I can really remember playing was this game. It was kind of like Tetris, I think, from memory. It was a gray cartridge. It was a Yoshi game. I think it was like a matching Yoshi game, but that's about all I can remember on the Game Boy.
Yeah, I can't remember much of the Game Boy either, other than like Dr. Mario.
Yeah, I did play Dr. Mario.
You know, Pokemon and stuff like that.
I was gonna say Game Boy Color. I did play. There were some games I played. I played a lot more Game Boy Color because he had like an original, like big, like Nokia brick phone Game Boy.
Okay, yeah. You know, over there playing some Blip Block.
Yoshi's Blip Block. Cookies.
What?
Yoshi's Cookie is what it's called.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now on Google.
Yoshi's Cookies. Well, you know, who knows? Maybe that'll come to DLC.
The Switch, baby.
The Switch.
But as far as original Game Boy games, that's about all I can remember ever playing. I did play a truck ton of Pokemon, though.
I did, too. You know, going back and I'm trying to remember what I played. And honestly, Pokemon just is dominated my mind of anything handheld. Like, that's all that I remember playing.
I mean, at least that far back.
Yeah.
I played, I think my first game that I put as many hours, like probably hundreds of hours into, was Pokemon Yellow. I always tell the story about my mother, for some reason, bought me and my brother a single copy of Pokemon Yellow. And I was like, okay, I'm pretty much going to steal this. little douchebag. And I played that game so much. Hundreds and hundreds of hours. My level like 90 Pikachu or whatever it was.
Yeah, I remember getting Pokemon Yellow and playing on my Game Boy. And I thought it was the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
You know, just... And it still is now.
Oh, yeah. Know? Oh, yeah, Pokemon's still a phenomenon. I love Pokemon.
You know, looking back at, you know, if you would have came to me back then, I would be like, you're still going to be playing Pokemon, you know, all these years later.
Right, in your 20s.
Like, yeah. I'd be like, yeah, right, whatever. But
I mean, I probably would have been like, heck yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah,
I'm playing this when I'm 90.
Looking back, I should have been more positive, but, you know, at the time, I was like, what, you're catching monsters? I'm not a nerd. I just play this because, you know, you get to fight with monsters.
Yeah, animal abuse. It's cool. Yeah, and of course, you know, games were more expensive back then. A lot of people don't remember. I guess we're a little bit older, and I'm even a little bit older than you are. But games, I think Pokemon Yellow was like $80 or something when it first came out.
I remember it being expensive, too.
Because I think I got it... I didn't get it from, like, a GameStop or anything. I got it from what I think was maybe JCPenney's or Sears or something. Sears.
I feel like that was the thing, too. Because, you know, before Sears became the meth lab that it is today...
Yeah. Before it became, like, the old person's meth lab.
Yep, that is definitely a thing. Now that I'm remembering back, they did sell video games, and I feel like JCPenney also did as well.
And then, what about, this is Pokemon, but it's a little weird. Did you ever play the Pokemon pinball games?
I did, I enjoyed those a lot.
I love those games.
Mostly because there was a pinball game on the PC I had in my house.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played a lot of Pokemon pinball. There was like two or three that I played. And then, I played, the advanced, I have played even more advanced than I did for Pokemon. I mean, Pokemon. Game Boy. Continued to play Pokemon on the Game Boy Advance, though.
Yeah, I played a lot of GBA games, but the ones that really stuck with me are definitely Advanced Wars and Golden Sun.
I've heard a lot of good things about Golden Sun.
Yeah, Golden Sun, it's Final Fantasy-esque. It's a, RPG game. Again, you can kind of see a theme with what I like to enjoy. I really enjoy role-playing games.
Yeah, I didn't start... I was a little bit late on the role-playing game train.
Yeah, some people, you know, even some other friends, some of them are just, you know, not into role-playing games. It's definitely not for everybody.
Which, of course, Pokemon is a role-playing game, which I didn't... Of course, I didn't realize at the time.
I literally just realized that right now. That
really?
That is a role-playing game, and I'm just... My mind is slowly melting. Yeah. I'm just like, whoa.
You're right. Yes. Man, I'm looking at this list of games. I played a ridiculous amount of Game Boy games. Game Boy Advance games, I'm sorry. I mean, the remakes of Red and Yellow, I mean, of Red and Blue, Fire Red and Leaf Green were phenomenal. I love those games so much. That artwork, it looks like an SNES artwork almost, Pokemon game.
I remember I had to beg my parents to get me this.
You already have a Pokemon game. You don't need another one.
What was it? We went to Staples and bought it, I remember.
Wow.
I got Fire Red, and they were like, you already have Red. Why do you need this game? Like,
because it's 6 years old?
They're like, because it has better graphics, and it's on the new system. And they,
right.
They still didn't understand, and I was like, I just need it, okay? Like,
yeah, I know what you mean. And then Pokemon Emerald is my favorite Pokemon game of all time. I think that might be a little controversial, but I freaking love that game. I still have at least one copy of that.
I wouldn't disagree with that. It's definitely... Man, it's a good game.
This makes me want to go back and play it.
I'm biased. I like a lot of...
The early to mid-2000s is houses a lot of my favorite video games.
Yeah, I agree with that.
14 to 17 years old and stuff.
Yeah, I'm looking at the list and I'm like, oh yeah, Advanced Wars 2, Black Hole Rising. I need to go back and play that
game.
I'm
thinking, oh yeah, Dragon Ball Z, Boo's Fury.
Oh man,
I like that game a lot.
I like that game. I want to go back and play that now. I'm going to have to go buy
it. I like the Dragon Ball Z games Game Boy Advance. For the Advance. They're real. I mean, I have an SP. They're pretty cheap. Friends of Mineral Town. That's what I was trying to think of. That game is phenomenal. I love that game so much. Harvest Moon?
I loved Harvest Moon.
Me too, man.
I still do. You know, I'm playing Stardew Valley right now, and that's a pretty relaxing game. That's
very similar. Very, very similar. Yeah. I like the simulation type games.
Man, video games are so awesome. Really, I love video games.
Yeah, they are. I need to just see. What's so sad is I'm looking at this list, and there's still as many games as I play on the SP. There's still a lot of games that I'd like to go back and play. There's a WarioWare game that I didn't know was on the Advance.
I'm looking at it and I'm just like, well, I did not play some of these.
I love WarioWare.
Oh, I never got into that. I thought it was the stupidest thing ever.
Man, I love... Wario games are cool, man.
Maybe I just don't like Wario.
The big, dumb games that are just fun.
I guess I just never got into Wario or Luigi. For that matter, even though I know some Luigi's people that
the better version
Luigi
of Mario.
Mansion. You know, I maybe I'll learn that if I go play Luigi's Mansion and beat it.
Yeah, we can jump over to GameCube real quick because I'm looking at these Sonic games for the SP, which I did play. I keep saying for the SP, for the Game Boy Advance, which I played, but I didn't play that much. But we skip over to the GameCube, one of my favorite games of all time, and another controversial. Decision, I know. Sonic Adventure 2 Battle is my favorite Sonic game of all time.
Okay, I can agree with you on that. It's not my favorite Sonic game, but I do remember playing it at a friend's house, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever that you could, like, raise those little...
Raising Chows?
Yeah, Chows.
Oh my gosh, dude. Raising Chows was the best.
It was real cool. I liked that a lot. My favorite Sonic game is actually not technically a Sonic game. It's Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh my gosh. Get out of here with that.
I know.
Shadow the Hedgehog.
I just like Shadow.
I guess.
He's so edgy and cool.
He's the lamest thing on the planet, but...
No, the lamest thing on the planet is definitely Tails.
Boy, I will fight you to the death.
Is Tails your favorite character?
No, I don't really have a favorite character in Sonic. I just like the games.
They are really good. Even the classics and stuff. I need to go buy.
Sonic gets a lot of hate. I don't think he deserves, but I also think that some of the Mario games are overrated.
Yeah, you know.
I really hate when people try to have the argument, you know, it's important, so it should be on this list. My argument is, no, if it's good, it should be on the list.
That is very true. People confuse those two words a lot.
Yes, they do. But, yeah. GameCube.
It was a great system. I personally didn't own one.
Yeah, you didn't own one. You told me one time you didn't have one. Like I said, Sonic is my favorite Sonic game of all time. And then...
Yeah, I've only heard good things about the GameCube.
GameCube might be my favorite console. I mean, it's got what many consider to be the best Smash game in Melee. It's got my personal favorite Legend of Zelda, The Wind Waker. Probably my second favorite Mario, Sunshine.
There's a lot of good things going for it. You know, you gave me a pretty good argument the other day about how I should own one. And
you
can
get one
for
super cheap.
I know. You know, I just need to bite the bullet and go, actually. Yeah. Buy one and do it.
Luigi's Mansion, I think it's a little underrated. It might have gotten like eights or something, but that game, I think I just beat that game recently, and it's still amazing. They're re-releasing it for the 3DS for some reason instead of the Switch.
You know,
I don't know why.
If only they would read my strongly worded letters that I'm not sending to them.
Hey guys, you need to read my letters that I'm not sending.
I'm just saving them as drafts in my inbox.
Have a folder.
Dear Nintendo.
Oh man, there's so many Pikmin. Of course, you never played that either. Pikmin, I love Pikmin. It was kind of scared me when I was a kid for some reason because there's these bugs and whatnot that crawl around. But I love.
Don't
Pikmin.
You like chain yourselves together like a human centipede with those little things, little Pikmins or whatever?
You
like go beat up frogs.
You go beat up frogs, but you don't chain yourself together like a human centipede.
Well, don't they like use themselves as ladders or whatever?
Yeah, they can do that, but they don't like glue their asses to each other's mouths.
I didn't mean for it to be that graphic. It was the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, they don't do that, but it is a great game. They do work together.
That's what I was looking for.
Did you ever play the Resident Evil 4? It came out on GameCube, but it came out on other stuff too.
I didn't. I played the third Resident Evil.
Okay, I've never played any of them. I thought about getting 7, but I just never picked it up for whatever reason.
It's one of those things where you're either going to love the franchise or hate it.
Yeah.
I've played a couple of them.
The take controls kind of get to me sometimes.
Yeah. I played a couple of them, picked them up, put them down. It's one of those where it's like, this is cool. You know, I'm like, I give it a pat on the back.
Right.
I'm like, you're cool, but you know, I'm not going to like become part of the fandom or anything. There's some people that are diehard about it, and I'm like, awesome. Good for you.
Yeah. You know, of course, you got your Pokemon games that came out on the GameCube, which again, was kind of like they had the ones that were kind of like the stadium games, but they were really more than that. They were 3D, but they were more.
Didn't they have that Pokemon, like, Colosseum,
yeah.
Black Lagoon,
it was,
Lugia thing?
There were two different games. There's Pokemon Colosseum and Pokemon XD Gale of Darkness.
That's what it's called,
yeah.
That one.
My roommate has the XD Gale of Darkness limited edition GameCube, which is
legit sounding.
I mean, it's cool, but all it is really is just a sticker. It's just a GameCube that has a sticker on it.
Oh, that's lame.
Yeah, he still loves it though.
I'm sure he does.
And then of course you've got your ones that I'll mention for a second. Like, I had a blast playing Super Monkey Ball, and I have a weird favorite of mine is Harry Potter, and what's the name of the first Harry Potter? The Sorcerer's Stone? Yeah.
Correct.
I love that video game for whatever reason.
I remember playing that on... I remember playing Chamber of Secrets on the PS2.
That's a good one, too. I'll appreciate that. And then I played some Prince of Persia.
That came out for the GameCube?
Yeah, yeah, that was one for the... I mean, that's an old franchise. That was back
that
in the, maybe
true.
In the 80s, even.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's true.
Mario Kart Double Dash was amazing. I love that. I think it's probably my favorite Mario Kart.
I remember playing that at my babysitter's house.
Really?
I thought it was the coolest thing ever to have Mario Kart, like two teammates on the same cart.
Yeah,
that
was fantastic. Two power-ups, two teammates.
Yeah.
I love that game. It's probably my favorite, like I said, my favorite Mario game. Then you had, coming off of Mario Kart, you had all the Mario sports games, like Mario Golf, Mario Tennis, I don't even know. Yeah, was there a Mario Tennis for the GameCube?
I want to say there is.
I know
maybe
there was
it's like a mini game.
But yeah, Mario Basketball, they had that Street. You remember that NBA Street?
Yeah, yeah.
I love those games, and they had the one with Memorial, which wasn't as good as the regular Street. I love those Street games. I beat that for like the fifth time like 4 or 5 years ago.
Didn't Mario Party start on the GameCube?
No, I think it was on the 64.
Oh, I gotta look that up.
Yeah, I think it was in 64. Let me know. Continuing on for a second. One of my favorite franchises of all time, which I think a lot of people actually might agree with, is Animal Crossing. I love Animal Crossing so much. And I hope they come out with one for the Switch soon.
You were correct. The first Mario Party did come out for the N64.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And there were four different Mario Parties for the GameCube.
Jeez.
Yeah, Mario Party 4. Mario Party 4 through Mario Party 7.
Wow.
Were on the GameCube.
I thought there were like two, but yeah. Animal Crossing is like I love that game so much.
I know you love it a lot. I just could never get into it. There was something about it. But, you know, looking back now, I could see myself getting into it now that I'm a more mature gamer. But back then, you know, I guess I was just like any other, you know, boy growing up. I wanted, you know, guns and explosion and, you know.
I mean, you have a 3DS, like, right?
Yeah.
You can get the one for the 3DS. It's fantastic.
Okay. I'm going to try that out.
Yeah, at least look at it.
So
it's called New Leaf. New Leaf.
New Leaf, that's right.
And
did you have a PS2?
Yeah, I had a PS2. I had a PS2 and an Xbox.
Man, that must have been nice.
Yeah, it was. I didn't have
that privilege.
I'll talk about the Xbox first, just because there's less to talk about. So you just had a PS2?
Yeah, you know, like anything, I had a PS2, but I played Xbox at people's houses, yeah. So I'm familiar with like Halo and.
I did love Halo. The first two Halos are amazing.
They are.
Their one's really good. Pretty good, but not as good. So you didn't play KOTOR or anything?
No.
Yeah, for some reason I was thinking you told me you did. I didn't play that much stuff on the original Xbox. I played Halo, but I didn't play Gears or Star Wars or Grand Theft Auto or Doom or anything like that. I mainly played Halo, and there was this one game, I can't remember what they're called. Maybe Grab by the Ghoulies? Am I making that up?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, it might be a thing.
And then I played one of my favorite, this was kind of when I was trying to get into RPGs, but Fable.
Grab by the Ghoulies is an action-adventure video game.
Was it on Xbox?
Yeah, it's for Xbox, 2003, baby.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Who made that? Was it Rare?
Yeah, it was Rare.
That's what I thought. I love that game. And
published by Microsoft Studios.
One of the last good games Rare made before. I guess people like the new game they have. Looks cool. But yeah, it was pretty much Grab by the Ghoulies, Fable, which I adore to this day still, and Halo. So not a whole lot on Xbox. A lot of Halo.
I remember watching playthroughs of Fable and thinking it was the coolest thing ever.
It's really cool. It's kind of one of those games where you can be good or bad, you know? And if you,
yeah, I definitely like those kind of games where you can kind of tip the scales to how you want to play that day.
Yeah, there was a something you had to do for some reason. You had to be like the max evil. And to do that, you could eat a chick, like a baby chicken, like a live one.
Okay.
It was pretty disgusting, yeah. I think I remember like hearing the bones crunch and stuff. It was woof. I was not prepared for that. But yeah, that's pretty much the three games. And then I played I'm not sure what console I played this on, but I played Harry Potter Quidditch World Cup. Way too much.
Playing that.
It's got a 6.8 on IMDb. I don't care. The game is ugly. Oh my gosh, it's so ugly. Jeez, it's pretty ugly.
It's not that bad, but it's bad.
I played this game so much, I should be ashamed, but I don't care.
I think the console that really got me, like, really hammered gaming into me was definitely the PS2.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, I love the PS2.
Oh, my goodness. The PlayStation 2 is still, for me, holds some of the best games I've ever played. Kingdom Hearts, easy. Jack and Dexter, Ratchet and Clank, God of War. Just
you didn't like this, but Sly Cooper.
Yeah, you know, you convinced me. I'm gonna give it a chance.
You should, man. If you have a way to play it, you should play it. They're fantastic. If I still have my PS3 collection, I'd let you get it. But I don't think you don't have a PS3 anyway. I don't think.
I do have a PS3. It's.
Oh, you do?
It's just. Yeah, it's just. Dang!
I wish I would have. I sold it. I would have let you borrow those.
I'm sure it's cheap. I'll buy it and play it because why not?
But
might as well see what it's all about.
The list of PS2 games is amazing, and there's a lot of games on here that I never even played.
I kind of stuck to my guns with a lot of those, and Kingdom Hearts took a lot of time.
Yeah, for me. Man, Kingdom Hearts was my first. Was like, I would realize this is an RPG. This was before I realized that Pokemon was an RPG, and that like even Paper Mario. I don't think I even realized that Kingdom Hearts. I mean, that Paper Mario was an RPG before that. But
yeah, I enjoyed the classics, Ratchet and Clank, Jack and Dexter.
Oh yeah, now still, yeah. Love platformers. I wish there were more platformers today.
I know. You know, it's definitely. I feel like it's one of those things where it's gonna come back soon.
Yeah, it has been coming back. I mean, between the Crash Bandicoot remake, Yooka-Laylee, the Mario Mario Odyssey.
That game that's like Banjo-Kazooie with the chameleon.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I say. Yooka-Laylee. I was trying to think of. Those platformers are back in at least some way.
Yeah, that's true. Hopefully we'll get another one soon.
Yeah, and Ratchet and Clank just came re-release came out a couple years ago too. So they are back. True. They kind of went away almost completely besides Mario for a while.
That's true. You know, they come back with you could even have them on your phone. I mean, with Mario Run. Stuff like that.
It's so simple to make. I mean, obviously, you can put more time and try to make a masterpiece like Mario 64, Banjo-Kazooie. But maybe you can kind of creak the door open with games like Mario Run.
Yeah, you know, who knows? Maybe we'll see a big AAA platformer coming up at E3.
That'd be great. I would love to see that. I would love to see Banjo-Kazooie 3.
I would be totally okay with
like
that.
Like a real Banjo-Kazooie 3, not Banjo 3E.
I'd be okay with that.
But there's so many games on PS2 that I'm having a hard time thinking of them all.
There are a ton.
I still played a bunch of weird games. I played a lot of this SpongeBob game called like Battle for Bikini Bottom or something like that. I actually beat that game, weirdly.
Huh.
Yeah, Battle for Bikini Bottom. It has an 8.5. Wow. That's pretty good.
Yes. I've been watching, randomly, since we've been talking about video games and stuff, I've been watching people play Ape Escape. One of my favorite YouTubers. Actually just, Ape Escape. He just went back and he's doing a playthrough.
Forgot about Ape Escape. Ape Escape
2. And I was like, that's cool, man.
20 years.
Probably not. I never played it, but watching him play it, he's just...
They're pretty fun. I don't remember much about them, but they're pretty fun.
He was saying how this game is still, amazing after all these years.
Right. Yeah, I'll agree to that. They're good games.
I enjoyed them.
Oh, man, what about Tony Hawk Pro Skater? Did you play those games?
I did play those.
Holy crap.
I played all the way up into, I think, like, Tony Hawk... Like Underground,
yeah, because there was Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 through 4. Then they went to, like, Underground for a while, and then the new one, which is apparently garbage. Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5, which I have heard nothing good about.
Yeah, I remember I played a lot of Underground. You know, it was all about this, like, edgy,
open world, kind of.
Yeah, kind of, for a Tony Hawk game, being a skateboarder.
I played and, 2 and 3 were my jam. I played so much Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 2 and 3. I think it actually kind of influenced my taste in music and stuff, too. I still remember that the airport hangar. It was that, there's a place out there on the highway. I've heard that song so many times. Man.
It did. It had a good soundtrack.
It really did. Really loved that game. All those games up until... I think I played Underground. Might have been my last one, too. God of War was also... I don't think I actually played God of War until the PS3, though. I played God of War 3 and then went back and played the collection. Okay. Those games always felt so good to play. Like, they're big, dumb, bloody good time, basically.
Yeah, you know, like, I've had a bad day at work. Yeah, I'm going to go kill some gods. Stuff. Yep.
But,
you know, there's definitely nothing wrong with that.
No. Played a little bit of the Need for Speed games. Played a lot of...
Same here.
I played a lot of Most Wanted and Underground. I like the customization of them.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. I remember going over to a friend's house, and they had Dance Dance Revolution. I thought that was the coolest thing ever. And they didn't just have, like, the rollout pad, you know, that was made out of plastic.
Yeah, they had, like, the whole deal.
Well, no, like, they had... It was like a metal box.
Jeez.
That they ordered from Japan, and it was like...
Wow, somebody's in the DVR.
You plugged it up to your PlayStation 2, but it was just, like... Made out of metal and had, like, plexiglass and, like, everything lit up. It was pretty much like if they took a saw and cut out one of the ones from the arcade
and
shipped it to them. That's what it looked like.
That's insane.
It was insane.
That is ridiculous.
And they were big DDR fans.
My gosh, I guess that's cool. I never was very good at it.
Yeah, I'm still not good at it. Yeah. I want to be good at it, but it's just one of those things.
I'd rather be good at fighting games or Overwatch or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, because we're not going to see DDR on the esports scene
anytime soon. No, I mean, I think it's still really big in Japan, but it's not really so much over here.
You know, a series I never really got into was... I know a little bit about them, but I never really played them myself, was the Devil May Cry series.
I played the newer one. It's really fun. They're obviously kind of like God of War. They're a lot like God of War.
Yeah, I think that's why I didn't play them back in the day.
Yeah, I just played...
I went back and watched some people play them and stuff, but never really got into
them. I think there's rumors, I don't know if it's been confirmed or not, but the Devil May Cry 4 is coming out.
I'd be okay with that. You know, it'd be a refreshing thing to see.
Yeah, I mean, I really like hack and slash games. Devil May Cry, like I said, I played the newer one. I loved God of War. I need to play Bayonetta. I need to play those games.
Oh, man. It's such a good game.
And then was The Force Unleashed. You played that game?
I did, yeah.
That's a hack and slash game, wouldn't you say? Probably, kind of.
Yeah, I'd agree with you on that.
I love those games. They just were kind of just big, dumb fun, too.
Man, speaking of big, dumb fun that was on the PlayStation 2... I loved Dynasty Warriors.
I never played those games. I've never played a single one.
Well, it's pretty much the same concept as God of War, big hack and slash, except it had it's like bundled up with history and whatnot, so you have all these cool historical, you know, battles and whatnot, but it's pretty much just like...
It's the same story every time. I think someone told me it was like basically the same story every time.
It's pretty much the exact same thing every time. The exact same premise, like, hey, you're this character. You got to save your kingdom.
Right.
This person wants to take over your kingdom, so now you got to fight them. Oh, okay. Or, you know, the classic, this person tried to kill your dad and slept with your mom, so you got to go kill them. So, you know, like,
it's not fun.
That actually might not be in a Dynasty Warriors game. I mean, who knows? But I feel like there was a lot of... I feel like the PlayStation 2 got a lot of people into gaming.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Because I'm going through this list, and I'm... remembering all the games that I'm glad I didn't play.
Like, there's a lot of games on here that I wish I... Like, I've never been able to get into Rockstar's games.
Some of them did it for me. Some of them didn't.
Like, the first GTA I played... I liked Chinatown Wars. I'll say that. For the DS.
Yeah.
But... I hated GTA 4.
I was really into San Andreas. I liked that game a lot.
Yeah, I never did play it.
You know, you aren't missing much, you know, in the sense of all GTA games are mostly the same.
Yeah.
You know, they have the same concept.
Just couldn't get into them. But yeah, I did like Chinatown Wars.
Okay.
I thought it was a really pretty game. I liked a lot of DS games, really.
I remember playing... Gran Turismo 4 a lot. Sorry, 3. Gran Turismo... No, it was 4. Sorry. Gran Turismo 4 on the PlayStation too a lot.
I've never been able to get into many racing games.
I honestly, I think I was just, I beat Kingdom Hearts, I had beaten everything, and it was just kind of like, I think it was on sale, and they were like, here. And I was like, cool, a new game to play.
Right.
And I was like, racing games, this is cool, because at the time I couldn't drive or anything. So I was like, but looking back, I've never really got into racing games either.
Yeah, I like some car racers.
And then, yeah, you know, Mario Kart, you know, to me, but that's really not like
a no, racing, it's not. It's kind of like calling Smash a fighting game.
Yeah.
It's like it's competitive, but it's not really the same thing. I played, like I was saying, I did play a lot of DS games, though. I'm looking at Chinatown Wolves right here. It's got a 93 on Metacritic.
It's a good game.
But I played, I just continued playing Pokemon and Zelda and Mario for the most part on my DS.
Yes, definitely. Man, I feel like I'm out of the portable gaming phase.
Even oh, yeah?
Though, you know, yeah.
I love portable gaming. Maybe I'm just... I mean,
I like it, you? But, you know.
And Switch is kind of just, half portable, half not.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is for me. But I think I'm just at that point where I don't do a lot of traveling. I kind of just, you know, do my own thing.
Yeah.
I'd rather just sit down and have, like, a really powerful machine.
Like a PC, yeah.
Yeah.
What about... But you play a lot of DS back in the day, like 10 years ago and whatnot.
I did. I played a ton of it. I was really into... at one point in time, I was really into Nintendogs.
Yeah, yeah.
I played a lot of Pokemon Mystery Dungeon.
Man, I've got some horror stories about Nintendogs, so... My brother... Yeah. I mean, everybody loved Nintendogs. I mean, who's going to deny they didn't love Nintendogs? I used to love Nintendogs until my brother got a dog named Chico, and I swear, I could still hear, Chico! Chico, sit! Tapping on his freaking DS for all the time, on the way to school, on the way to get something to eat. Just, Chico! So, I really don't need another Nintendogs.
Yeah, me neither.
My gosh, I can't even imagine Nintendo cats. It'd be like, come here, douchebag. Come here, douchebag. Still not listening to me. I know you know your name.
Nintendogs plus cats came out for the 3DS
in
2011.
Oh my, 3DS is that old? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I just Googled Nintendog cats and it came up. I didn't know it existed
until right now. My gosh, that blows me away.
I would enjoy playing Nintendo cats.
Yeah, I knew it was a thing. I just, I played like I said, it was pretty much Pokemon, Zelda, Mario. I played Black and White and I played Diamond and Pearl, but I didn't play them nearly as much as the old ones or the newest ones, like X and Y Forward. Liked them, but I never did beat them. Like, I need to go back and play those, probably. I love Heart Gold and Soul Silver, though.
I didn't play Heart Gold or Soul Silver. So I didn't play Black or White until, like, later in life.
Are those your favorite ones?
They are my favorite ones, but I never played them at the time. I was really out of portable gaming.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what I was playing on my DS that was taking up my time. I think I was just like really into PC gaming at that time.
Yeah, yeah. I played, like I said, Mario, Zelda, Pokemon. I played a lot of the Mario RPGs, Mario and Luigi RPGs to be specific, I guess. Just just fun, goofy RPGs, I guess, with some platformer type elements.
Yeah, I can enjoy those.
Man, I'm just looking at the games. I just want to play them.
I know, it's one of those things.
Animal Crossing Wild World was pretty good. Animal Crossing Wild World.
I've heard good things.
But it wasn't as good as some of the others. I enjoyed the... I actually did have a Call of Duty for the DS. It was not good. I played the Mystery Dungeon games. I remember those. I really liked those.
I liked those, too. I didn't think I'd like them, but, you know... mix Pokemon with
definitely better than the Ranger games
and some RPG, and
I didn't like the Ranger games at all. I feel like I was destroying my DS. Which one did you prefer?
I feel like I played most of them. I think I played, let's see, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Red. I think that's what it's called.
Red. Do you like them? Do you like Ranger or Pokemon Mystery Dungeon better?
I liked Pokemon Mystery Dungeon better because Ranger made me feel like I was destroyed.
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Yeah, I didn't. I felt like I was scratching it up. I don't like that.
That's what it's called. Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Red Rescue Team.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. And I think they came out with the Pokemon Mystery Dungeon game not that long ago.
They did, I'm pretty
like
sure.
Like for the 3DS.
I think they did, yeah. I feel like it had, like, Dialga on the cover.
Sounds cool.
Yeah, Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Gates to Infinity.
Wow, that's a name.
It is.
Did you ever play The World Ends With You?
No, but one of my friends is really... He loved that game. He swore by it up and
I've
down.
I've heard so many good things about it.
You know, I should play it. It's in Kingdom Hearts, for Pete's sake.
Really?
But
wow.
It's in Kingdom Hearts, too.
I didn't know that. I never played it either. It's, they're re-releasing it on the Switch, though.
Okay.
So I'll probably pick that up then.
You know, I keep wanting to buy a Switch, but I keep putting it off.
Man, it's amazing.
I know I need to get one. It's just kind of like...
I mean, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. Or if you have something else you'd rather buy.
Yeah, I want to build my Steam library up.
Yeah.
And I keep looking at it, and I'm like, I own 17 games. There are so many more games I need to own.
Yeah, and there's a million games I'd like to have. What about the 3DS? I guess we can just talk about that now.
Yeah, sure. The 3DS, I played, again, a lot of Pokemon. Starting to notice a theme. I feel like I've been brainwashed to play Pokemon.
I mean, mine has pretty much been Pokemon, as far as Nintendo consoles. Pokemon, yeah. Zelda, Mario, and then other things have been added as I've... grown old, like I've started playing Fire Emblem.
Okay, yeah.
And like I said, it's been years ago, but I started playing Animal Crossing. I've played every Animal Crossing.
I see. My thing is, I like playing with other people. Well, depending on the game,
right?
And a lot of my 3DS games were I got those because of people. So I got like Monster Hunter, and you know, played it for like a good couple months with a buddy.
Yeah, that game looked interesting to me, but I didn't.
And I could not get into it. It was just, man, it was just, honestly, I just got overwhelmed by it. And I was like, nope, yeah. I can't do this. If I'm going to do this, I can't do it on a handheld console.
Yeah, the thing about me is I hate playing with other people for the most part.
Well, see, my thing is, I guess I'm just used to playing MMOs and stuff.
Man,
and interacting with
I can't do MMOs. I do want to play Sea of Thieves, which is kind of an MMO, but for the most part, yeah. I don't like MMOs.
I'm at that point in my life where I'm very selective of what MMOs I play, and it can't be super repetitive, it can't be grindy.
Oh man, you're not gonna have very many MMOs.
Exactly. I know people are listening to this and thinking, well, he's not gonna play any MMOs. He doesn't really like MMOs.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it. You like MMO lights or what? Like you know, like Destiny and Monster Hunter.
Yeah, like I guess I just like video games that I like at the time.
I mean, you like what you like.
Depends on my mood. I guess I just played so many MMOs lately that I'm just kind of burnt out on them.
Yeah, so what did you play on the 3DS besides Pokemon that you can...
Let's see, I played Resident Evil.
I've heard those games are good.
Surprisingly, you know, coming from playing Resident Evil on the PlayStation to Resident Evil on a handheld device... It's just as awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's just as terrifying. It's just as... And it's 3D, which is really cool. So, you know, you don't have to wear glasses when you're playing on 3D.
Yeah, I usually keep mine off, but... I
turned it on for a couple of boss fights in this game, and it's actually pretty cool when you play it in, you know, in complete darkness.
Yeah.
You know, it's... And the controls aren't that bad for, you know, a shooter
on the 3DS.
Action game. On the 3DS, it's not that... Not that bad.
I love my 3DS, man. I love it.
I definitely should put more time into mine. I downloaded a lot of games from the eShop.
Yeah.
That are just kind of just sitting there that I need to go back and finish.
The more I think about it, I love Pokemon X and Y.
They're good.
They're so good. Man, I kind of wish I hadn't sold my copies, but Xerneas and Yveltal are just really cool legendary Pokemon.
They are really cool, you know, when I mean, life and destruction, that's
yeah, that's a pretty cool concept.
When they came out with that,
Zelda's a douchebag. He's gonna, if he dies, he steals everyone else's life so he can be reborn.
And Xerneas just wants to make everything pretty, and people are like, whoa, man. We can't be having all that now.
I did love the 3DS. I still do. I still play mine. I loved the Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire remakes.
I also never played those. I guess those I've heard good, one of those things, people, I talk to people about games and stuff, and they're like, from what you're telling me, you don't really sound like a gamer. And I'm like, no, I think I've just gotten to that age where I have a better perspective of gaming. I'm very selective of what gets my time.
Right. I can feel you, though. Like, if you don't want to play something, you don't want to play it. I started playing the Fire Emblem Awakening. That's a great game.
Those actually did catch my eye. And, I've never been a real big Fire Emblem fan. But those, there was something about the animations and the trailers and stuff.
Yeah, they're cool.
Really got me interested. It gave me some Final Fantasy Tactics vibes.
Okay. Yeah, I started playing that. I really like it. Then you got the Legend of Zelda. A Link Between Worlds, which is kind of a remake of A Link to the Past, which is a great game.
I enjoyed Zelda Four Swords.
I liked that game for the GameCube.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good game. There's just a lot of games. We don't have time to mention them all here for the 3DS.
That's true. I would literally run out of oxygen.
Yeah. There's still some games that I'm looking forward to that are coming out. I know people have been like, kill 3DS, but I like my 3DS.
Yeah, and for some people, that's like their main form of
Yeah, I mean, there's sold like 80 million copies of the 3DS, so...
Yeah, I watch videos on YouTube and people, I like watching what's in people's bags, kind of a video like
when I know what you're talking about.
Whatever. And there's countless of gamers and stuff that are like, I'm carrying my 3DSs.
Jeez.
I'm like, what? I'm like, dang, man, that's intense.
Yeah.
It's like, this one's for English games, this one's for Japanese games, and this one is modded. And I'm like, what is happening? Okay, cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of games. Luigi's Mansion was great. Animal Crossing New Leaf was great. Even Super Smash Bros. For the 3DS was good.
Oh, I do have that one. I forgot I had that.
Yeah, it's good.
I got it on the day it was released.
Okay, yeah, that's nice.
Or maybe the day after.
Bravely Default is also a very good game.
I haven't played that. Great. I've heard.
Great game.
I've heard.
I never did beat it, but which is so kind of on my bucket. I don't say bucket list, but like kind of my games of shame, I guess, that I need to beat.
Okay.
Super Mario 3D Land was really, really good. There's just a lot of great games on 3DS. We can continue. We can just go ahead and knock out the rest of these handheld games, handheld systems. What about the PSP? How much PSP, if any, did you play?
The only game that honestly even I remember a little bit about the PSP, was Star Wars. I was going to say Star Fox because I was thinking about the Star Fox on N64. But yeah, Star Wars Battlefield. And that's what I played a lot of on my PSP.
Yeah,
but other than that, I really don't
have that in common. I didn't play hardly anything on the PSP.
For me, it was a lot of like, this is cool. It has a nice screen. I can watch videos on it. With those stupid UMDs.
Oh man, I hated those things so much. I traded mine to GameStop as soon as I could. As soon as they were like, we'll give you any amount of money for them, I'm like, deal.
I took them, I think 2 years ago, I found some.
Wow.
And I just took them to GameStop and I was like, here. They're like, we don't want this. And I'm like,
I'm just going to leave it
I just left them on the counter. I left them on the counter and I walked out.
Yeah, that was horrible. I played a lot of sports games. On that, but besides that, I played that terrible Assassin's Creed game for the PSP. Man, that was horrible. I hated that game so much.
Speaking of games that were kind of good for the PSP, I played God of War Chains of Olympus. That was pretty good.
God of War Chains. Yeah, I never played that one.
Yeah, it's like it's the beginning of the whole story, and you go back and get to see Kratos pass and stuff, and it's kind of cool.
Is that the one where Zeus kills his family?
Yep.
And he gets covered in their ashes? Spoilers.
That is correct.
Oof, that's gross.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if they haven't played that game by
it's a 2008 PSP game. I think we'll probably.
And it was re-released on PS3, so they had they've had time to play it.
Yeah, I think that's about it for the PSP though. I didn't play that much. You didn't play that much. I did play more Vita though. I played more on the Vita than the PSP.
The only game I've really played on my Vita, and this is sad to say, is Gravity Rush.
How you gonna have a system and only play one game on it?
I know. And it was a gift. And so I'm just like, man, I need to play this.
The PSP, the Vita was a gift or the game was a gift?
Well, I bought the game myself. The Vita was a gift.
Man, yeah. Vita's so good. I'd like to have my Vita. I sold it because I needed money at the time.
Well, heck, I might just send you this one. I know you'd enjoy it more than I would.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I would like that. But you need to at least play Persona. I don't know how many times I've told you. I tell you too much because over the past week or so to get Persona 4 Golden for the PS Vita.
Yeah, it's on my list of games of shame.
That's in my top 10 games of all time, probably.
The list of games I haven't played yet, but won't.
It's so good. I think you can probably get it for pretty cheap now because it's like a 6 or 7 year old game.
Oh yeah, it shouldn't be more than like $20 or something like that.
I played a lot of that. I played some Borderlands 2, which is awful. That game was horrible on PS Vita.
Oh, I love Borderlands. That's such a good series.
But it's not on the Vita.
Yeah, I never played that on the Vita, but it was... I feel like... I guess I do a lot of handheld gaming, but it's really just on my phone. But it's
I don't play that much on my phone. I don't know.
They're not really... They're not AAA titles, and they're not, like, anything of significance. They're just random games that I happen to...
Yeah.
Enjoy at the time, you know, whatever's in my pocket.
Yeah, I did play a lot of Vita, but I don't know. I feel like I played a lot of like those free games that you get for having the account with Sony and stuff.
PlayStation.
Yeah,
Plus.
PlayStation Plus.
Yeah, I definitely enjoyed those. Got to play some cool games off.
Yeah,
that.
You should definitely take advantage of since you still have your Vita. Because I think a lot of them are cheap. You should probably pick up some.
Yeah, they should.
Some games. Oh man, another really good game that a lot of people haven't heard of is oh my gosh, I'm looking at this list for the best Vita games. Vita does have a lot of good games. But Geometry Wars is a fantastic game, actually made by Activision. It's kind of like a shoot 'em, like a bullet hell shoot 'em up. Not shoot 'em up. It's kind of like a bullet hell, I guess. Just how you describe it.
It's like what's it called? Space Invaders.
Yeah, kind of.
But open.
Yeah.
And you can fly around and shoot stuff. Yeah, I've seen.
It's so good.
I played it.
Dang man, maybe I should pick up a Vita again. Man, like
who knows? One might just show up in the mail for you.
Oh man. If that happens, I'll buy Persona and I'll send it back after I beat it and let you play it. But I mean, Tearaway, Gravity Rush, Danganronpa, which I never wanted to play, but wanted to the Danganronpa series, The Legend of Heroes, Trails of Cold Steel. I've heard of that. I've never played it though. It's on this Kotaku list of top 12 best Vita games. Hotline Miami and Spelunky are on every system known to man.
That is
but
true.
Persona 4 Golden, oh my gosh. I would buy it. If it came out at 12 o'clock tonight, I would go find it. If it came out for the Switch. Dragon Quest Builders is a great game. I never played it on the Vita, but it's a good game. As is Binding of Isaac. Those are all great games.
See, you know, I should play the Vita more, but my thing is, you know, everything that I all kind of want to play, I can play on PC,
right,
which
yeah.
is sad that I have that maintained.
I mean,
what?
I don't know.
Batman Arkham Origins on PS Vita? That's cool.
It's not Arkham Origins. It's a
it's
sequel.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. Okay. I thought it was like a Telltale, and I was like, on a Vita?
I did play
cool.
The Telltale games. The Wolf Among Us and one of the Walking Dead's on Vita. They run like, it's like trying to scoop peanut butter at, like, you know, get a spoon of peanut butter. With your non-dominant hand, they run about like that. But
that sounds.
Those guys are still good. They're
difficult.
Still good though, because the story. I cried at the end of Walking Dead 1 and 2. I'm not even gonna lie. So, And The Wolf Among Us is incredible and a great murder mystery game.
It is really good. I enjoy Telltale.
I love Telltale.
I honestly think Telltale could come out with literally anything, and I would.
Oh yeah, I know they came out. The stuff has come out about them, how they might work their employees too hard, but still they still make great games.
Yeah, I'm like, well, do you see how hard you work your employees? It pays off.
Yeah,
they
it really work. Does.
They do a phenomenal job. Tales from the
Borderlands is amazing.
Yeah.
I still need to play the Batman Telltale game. I have at the time played it yet.
Both of them are amazing. That's
good. My goodness. I'm glad.
They are.
And there's so many, like.
As someone that's a comic fan and like into Batman, well, into the universe of Batman, I don't really care for Batman himself, but it's just awesome to see a Batman in a Telltale game.
Yeah.
And Telltale, it's perfect for people that aren't even in
video games.
You know, into video games. It's perfect to people that don't know anything about comics. You know, it the game treats you like you don't know anything.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way, in a way that.
It's like you're in a story, basically.
Yeah, you know, it's a good story. It's a good story driven based.
There's so many games properties that I would like for them to. Like Archer. If they made an Archer Telltale game, how good would that be?
I would laugh so much playing that game.
I know, man.
I'd love that. I'd love for them to do a future.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be so good.
A DBZ one?
I mean, yeah, it'd be weird, but it'd be great, funny. I'm sure.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot.
They'd Telltale. Probably kill Krillin.
I'd be okay with that. If that was the only choice, I'd be okay
with that. Yeah. But, what about this next gen of game? What are you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to go into the next
gen.
Okay,
yeah, PS3 and Wii and Xbox 360.
Yep. That's true.
Man, that PS3 kind of. There was a little while, like a year or two or so, where I kind of fell out of games a little bit, and the PS3 kind of pulled me back in, I guess.
Yeah.
Which was kind of a weird gaming series that actually did it. It was. Freaking Assassin's Creed,
which really?
I hate that franchise now. I hate Assassin's Creed so much.
I honestly don't think I've ever beaten one. I know
I beat the first few, and then I was like, "This is the exact same game over and over again."
Yeah, I think that's why I never got into them. I think Black Flag is kind of cool.
Yeah, it looked cool. I might play that. Eh, I just don't care anymore.
But PS3, I was really out of. Gaming.
Really?
Console.
Yeah, gaming. Okay, yeah, you got kind of...
Yeah, I got really into PC gaming.
What did you...
PS3
so what did you... What were you playing then? Valve stuff or what? Yeah, on PC.
On my PC? Yeah. I was really into... What year was that?
Like 05 to 010. 010. It's like PS3, Xbox 360 was like 2005 until like 2014 or something.
Okay, so I didn't get a PS3
2013
until
I don't know.
I think it was 2013 or 2012.
Really, I got mine in 2009, which is still late, but I had 360 first.
I got a PS3 in like 2013, and so around that time I was playing just really whatever I could get my hands on for PC. I was playing a lot of Portal.
Yeah,
I was playing a lot of Half-Life and TF2.
So Valve.
Yeah, pretty much Valve and just some various online games, you know, RuneScape, MapleStory, different stuff like that.
Motherfucking MapleStory.
Yeah, I'm not proud of that one, but, you know.
You don't tell people what that is? I'm sure they probably don't know.
Okay, for those of you that don't know, MapleStory is a MMORPG done by the company of Nexon.
It's a weeb game.
It is pretty weebish. You got like this chibi looking character, and you know, you can be like a knight or a ninja or, you know, or a healer or an archer or whatever, and each of those classes have different classes. It's like WoW, but it's free, and you can, you know,
it's for anime nerds.
Be cool in it. You know, it's for people that like anime and, you know, etc. You're not missing much. You don't have to go play it. You don't even have to Google it.
What if it still have that like servers open?
Well, I mean, there's MapleStory too, and there's like a MapleStory mobile game, and
wow. So
it's still going on. And I think there's a TCG.
Jeez.
So
of course there is.
People like MapleStory. It's a thing.
What about like the Civilization games and stuff? Did you play those?
I played the first one and the third one. And I need to buy this newest one.
Yeah, it looks good.
It's one of those things. It's a secret pleasure of mine. There's just something about it that's really cool. I also played a lot of The Sims.
Yeah, I enjoy those games.
I don't know. There's just something about controlling somebody else's life. Yeah, and, you know,
my sister played it.
Yeah, you know, a lot of girls like making their perfect little family on Sims. Yeah. That's definitely a thing.
Yeah,
that
I think.
On, but I played.
I didn't get into PC games until a year or two ago, so I do not have.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where, you know, when I did get into. When I got back into gaming, it was like a mixture of like PS3 and Nintendo 3D and 3DS, and that kind of got me out of PC gaming because I didn't have the PC.
Yeah, that's the only thing about PC games is certain games I just won't run on certain.
Yep, that's true.
PCs,
and it's kind of the thing where I am now, where like I have an awesome PC, and so I'm just gonna play everything on PC.
Yeah, I would love. There's some games looking at this that I would like to play. Man, Sea of Thieves looks so good. I just think that game looks.
It does look really good. You know, if I hadn't have just bought Ni No Kuni 2, I would have bought Sea of Thieves.
Ni No Kuni looks good too.
I know nothing about that game.
I love the first one. I love the first one.
I never played the first one. I was watching a streamer I liked last night, and he's like, "I wish I had this game."
Yeah.
I was like, "What game?" And I looked it up on Steam, and I was like, "I'm buying it." And then I gifted it to him too.
Jeez.
So yeah, so I bought it twice.
Nice. Very kind.
But it was. Yeah, you know, he was talking about how he wanted to play it, but he was worried about, you know, money and stuff. And I was like, I have extra money here. I can afford this at this moment in time.
Yeah.
So, but I'm only like 2 hours into the game. And
it looks amazing. And then I started, we both play Overwatch. We both play a lot of Overwatch.
Yeah, I do. I play probably 4 or 5 hours of Overwatch a day.
Yeah, I play a little bit of Fortnite. I've tried playing PUBG, but it's like... I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack when I play on PUBG because it's like there's an explosion going up in your ear all the time.
Yeah. Every time I play Fortnite, I keep looking at my, you know, around me and stuff, and I keep thinking someone's going to come out of my closet or something and be like, "I'm here to kill you." And it's like, no. You know, it has me scared for the real world because it's just like you get ganked so quick in Fortnite, and I'm like, I'm so bad at this game, but I'm so good at Overwatch. Not, you know, I'm not like gold
compared
or anything,
to. I know what you mean. It's
compared to how bad I am in Fortnite. I'm like GM in Overwatch.
Yeah. Like, I started playing Rainbow Six Siege somewhat. That's I really like that game.
I was thinking about
it's like $15, man. You should.
I know. Well, I didn't know if you had
it. Yeah, I bought it. It's really good. I like it a lot.
Okay. I'll have to buy that and we'll have to play it. Because I've been thinking about buying it because I wanted to go back to a more traditional style shooter that I like. Yeah.
So there's a few games that I definitely want to get. I want to get Sea of Thieves. The big ones I want to get right now, I think there's three, which I don't really need about three games. But I'd love to have Sea of Thieves, Ni No Kuni 2, and... Oh, you know what? There's more than that.
There's
Cuphead.
Yeah, Cuphead's on my list. You know, I don't like looking at my Steam list. It's very sad because I just see a game and I add it on there and I'm like,
I bought this in a
this
year.
This is cool. Oh, do you like what are they called? Story driven games.
Yeah.
Do you like anime?
Yes.
You should play Doki Doki Literature.
I have that game.
Oh,
I never played it.
That's right. You're the one that told me.
Yeah,
about it.
It's, it was free, so I got that.
Yeah, I need to start playing that up again.
Yeah, I need to play it.
It's definitely one of those things where people always walk in at the wrong time. They're like, "What are you doing?" "No, nothing. I'm playing a game. I promise." Hello. Hello.
Your audio like went out or something.
Oh, that's weird. Oh well, we'll fix it in post.
Yeah. So you said you had a PS3?
Yeah, I had a PS3, and again, I have a terrible memory when it comes to gaming. The only games I really remember putting tons of hours in are Battlefield 3 and PlayStation All-Stars.
Oh, man, I hated that game so much.
Yep, I'm not proud of playing it.
Oh, my gosh, I hated that game.
I really just wanted to play that game with my best friend at the time. And, you know, that's what we played. You know, we jumped back and forth from Battlefield 3 to PlayStation All-Stars to Dynasty Warriors. And, you know, I just played pretty much whatever he had so that, you know, we could play together.
I understand that. I did play a lot. I played a lot of PS3. I did fall off it a little bit in that era. But like I said, of all the games, Assassin's freaking Creed brought me back. But
what about the game got you back in the game?
It was Assassin's Creed.
Well, I know, but what about the Assassin's Creed game that got you back into it? It was the first one. Like, what aspect?
Oh, I don't know. I just sat down and played it and beat it in like a few hours.
That works.
But although I did fall off, PS3, that generation has three of my favorite franchises. Skyrim, Fallout, and the Batman games, the Arkham games.
Oh yeah, thank you for reminding me. I forget all the wonderful things that I play.
Man, oh my gosh, those games are so good.
I love the Arkham games.
Yeah, man, they're so good.
So good. Story, action. Yes,
the fighting Batman is so good.
Oh yeah. There are sometimes, you know, you get to doing those combos and your hand just hurts and you're do, you know. Yep. It made you feel like you were Batman. Like, it was exactly awesome.
It made you feel like when you murdered that man and you threw him into a pit because the game glitched and you kicked a man into a bottomless pit, it made you feel like you actually murdered a man in real life, and it felt good.
I don't think I got that DLC with my game.
Oh, you didn't? Well, we can just move past
but
that.
But I would make that choice, too.
It was no choice. It was a way of life.
I'm okay with
that. What's your favorite of those games? Mine's probably Asylum, the first one. City's great, too. Even Knight's good. And
I like Arkham Asylum, too.
It really is a Metroidvania. Like, you know, you're going around, filling in a map, finding collectibles, upgrading your gear.
I got real addicted to collecting the Riddlers.
Oh my gosh, that sounds like a terrible.
It was terrible. It was real bad.
I mean, I didn't even. I tried to do that like one day, and I'm like, I'm not doing this ever again.
It was bad. I started watching guides on YouTube, and like, and then I got to the point where I was like, probably like 60% there, and I was like, nope, I can't sounds do like this anymore. Time. I can't put any more time in this game. Horrible. I'm done.
What about Skyrim? Have you played those games or just Skyrim? Or?
I put probably, I don't know, like an hour, 2 hours into Skyrim, and that's it.
I put about 100 hours into Skyrim, at least. Probably more.
Yeah, at that time, I just really wasn't into playing Skyrim. Yeah. I guess I just thought it was overrated.
I mean, I tried to,
you know. Now looking back, I was like, "This is an awesome game. I should have played."
Yeah, they're great. I mean, you can get it anytime on the PC, but they're great. I definitely, I liked Oblivion, but I love Skyrim.
That's, you know, it's definitely. I understand that it's a good game. I mean, heck, it's on Switch. I mean,
yeah, it is on Switch. That's right.
Which is really cool.
So, what about the Fallout games? Did you play? This is another Bethesda game.
I played Fallout New Vegas on the PC.
I've heard those games are amazing. I heard New Vegas is amazing.
I loved it. It was so
good. I picked
it
up. I haven't played it yet, though.
I haven't played any of the other Fallout games.
Fallout 3 is my favorite. I love it. I think I put more hours into Fallout 3 than I did into Skyrim. I know a lot of people have trouble like with their with Fallout and Skyrim. Especially like with their games breaking and stuff, but it's never happened to me, so I never really had problems with that.
Well, aren't you lucky?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, it's definitely one of those things where sometimes the way the game is made definitely gets in the way of people enjoying the game.
And then I did play. I liked all those Dark Souls games. I played Dark Souls 2 for the first time on the PS3.
I need to play Dark Souls because I've seen people play it and I understand the concept of it and how hard it can be, but I've never pushed
it. It feels really good to just to conquer it, you know. Did like Bioshock, which is another amazing like story based game that I won't spoil.
Yeah, it's Big Daddy and little girl.
Yeah, I don't want to talk much. I don't even want to talk much. It's just such an atmospheric game.
It is. It's definitely one of those things right up there with the Uncharted
series. Yeah, I like the Uncharted series too. I need to go back and complete. I'm so close on a couple of those.
There's so many games that I'm just like,
I need to beat games more.
You know, there is not enough hours in the day for me to play all the games I want.
The other game, though, that I was talking about that is definitely on my shame list is Red Dead Redemption. I never played that game.
Me neither. I want to play the second one.
It looks so good.
I'm kind of holding out for the
third one. The third one? That's going to come out like 2030, probably.
Well, it'll definitely come out before Kingdom Hearts 3 and Half-Life 3.
It will come out before Half-Life 3, but it will not come out before Kingdom Hearts 3.
I don't believe that game is coming out. I don't care what anybody says. And I'm a big Kingdom Hearts fan.
Man, I tell you, it's going to come out this year.
If it doesn't, I don't know what I'll do.
Let's see. What about the Xbox? Did you have a 360? You nope. Didn't, really? Okay. So let's see if I can carry this conversation. I played a lot.
I did not have a 360.
Of MW2 and Halo.
Okay.
And I was bad at both of them.
You play Halo Wars?
No.
Oh, I liked that game.
That wasn't on 360, though, was it? Was it?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess I was too busy playing bad FPSs.
Halo Wars was a real-time strategy game.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah, I knew that.
Oh, okay.
Man, I played Injustice on PS3.
I enjoyed Injustice.
Mortal Kombat versus that's another fighting game. Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. I played that. I don't remember what it was on. I played that.
I like Soul Calibur 3.
I played Soul Calibur on the GameCube.
That was enjoyable. I wish I was better at fighting games. That's definitely a thing where you can't play any other game. You have to just play fighting games.
If you want to be good, yeah, if you want to be amazing. I love the Dragon Age games. That was on the PS3, Xbox 360 generation.
I have watched some playthroughs of them. Never.
Yeah, played. I liked them. Diablo 3, I didn't actually play that until I picked it up on the PS4, but it did come out on the PS3 generation. I love Diablo 3.
I didn't start playing it until we started playing
last year. So yeah, it's just pure fun.
It is fun, just blowing up stuff, killing people, getting a superpower.
We need to start playing that game again, man. It's so good.
We do.
Dragon Age 2, man, I love Dragon Age. Inquisition was also really, really good. I never played the Mass Effect games, though, which I know is heresy.
I get the Mass Effect games confused with the Dead Space games.
I love Dead Space. I played the first one. I loved it. It scared the hell out of me.
I played it on a tablet. I don't know why it was. Yeah, it got ported over to the BlackBerry tablet.
EA puts out everything on everything if they can.
I know. EA wants that money, baby.
And Ni No Kuni came out on the PS3, which was really good. We'll talk about that for a second. But,
I'm playing the second one right now, and it's amazing.
Yeah, you mentioned that earlier. It's so good. But, I think I mentioned most of the stuff I played on Xbox. I played a lot of. Oh, man, I did play some Viva Pinata, which was fun. It's a random, rare game. One of the few games that they made since they got sold to Microsoft, besides dumb Kinect games. What about you had a Wii? Did you have a Wii? I mean,
I did have a Wii. I didn't have a Wii U. On the Wii, I played a lot of Wii Sports, like everybody.
Yeah, of course.
I enjoyed. What was it called? Zelda Twilight.
Yeah,
Princess.
I liked Twilight Princess a lot.
And the really bad Metroid game.
Other M, is that what it's called?
It was on there.
Something like that.
Yeah,
I need to go back and play those games.
As terrible as that Metroid game was, there was something that was really cool about running around with Samus with the Joy-Cons.
Joy-Cons?
the Nunchuck and the remote. That was really cool.
I played a bunch of dumb games in the Wii. I need to go back and play Galaxy. If I can ever play those, I want to play those. Those games are
I did play Mario.
Supposedly
Galaxy
amazing.
It is really cool. That's probably my second favorite Mario game.
I never played them, either one of them. Brawl was probably my favorite Smash game. Maybe just because I played so much of it.
I liked that one.
Like we said, Twilight Princess is great. I never played Skyward Sword, though.
I didn't play that one either.
Here's something. Do you ever play the... You said... I think you edited this earlier, but what about the WarioWare games?
I never played those.
The one for the Wii is so fun.
I remember... I've watched a lot of people play them, but I never actually played them myself. I'm not a big fan of WarioWare.
Okay, yeah. He's big, dumb, gross man.
Yep. Mostly because I just think he's ugly.
He is. Yeah, he is. He definitely is.
And terrifying.
I think I just mostly just played a bunch of dumb games for the Wii. Sounds like we're both the same way on that. Had a lot of fun playing bowling with my siblings.
Yeah. What about the next gen console? You got any cool PS4 stories? I had an Xbox One for a little bit.
You want to talk about that since you don't have? We don't have as long to talk about that.
Sure. I had a Xbox One for like a couple of years, and I really didn't use it to its full potential. It definitely became a Netflix machine after
a
while.
So you had a $400 Netflix machine.
That is 100% true.
You could have bought a Chromecast for $30.
Yep, that is also true. But yeah, I enjoyed my Xbox One when I had it. I played a lot of Ark Survival Evolved, just like Minecraft meets
dinosaurs. Yeah, I've heard that game's got a lot of problems.
It has 10,000 problems at least, but it is still awesome.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I enjoyed it. I played a lot of GTA 5 on there.
Yeah, I've never played GTA 5. I hated GTA 4 so much I didn't even try 5.
It's okay. You're not missing much. It's pretty much the exact same game. You run around and, you know, take out your frustrations on other people.
I need more direction in my games, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Even the story mode is kind of just meh. And then the game that I put the most hours into was definitely Destiny.
Okay, yeah. I picked up Destiny. I realized that you had to have an internet connection. And then my mom was like, you're not playing this for long enough. Like, take it back. And then I was like, I'm moving out. It's not because I'm 22 and I should have moved out already. Well, no, I was older than that. I was like, shit, I don't even want to talk about how old I was. I tried playing with some friends, but then, I mean, it was just taking up too much internet.
Yeah, I know the feeling. That's why I stopped playing Destiny, because I was playing with some friends, and, you know, I had a job at the time, and I think I was doing some school, and they just no-lifed it. Like, that's all they did. They just played Destiny.
I've only job, like, just one game.
And I'm just like, what? I'm like, and so they were just, you know, doing raids all the time, doing stuff.
Yeah, I couldn't get that much into it. There are a few games in the Xbox One that I would like to have because of those games. Those barely a sentence. Rare Replay, just a bunch of old Rare games remade. The Tomb Raider games are now on PS4, so I don't need it for that. But the big one right now is Sea of Thieves, the new game by Rare. The game looks fun.
You know, I really want to buy that for PC.
Yeah, it's on PC. It's on the Windows Store. It's not on Steam.
Oh, that's why I haven't found it.
I wish it was on Steam.
I don't touch the Windows Store. It's very weird.
And then Cuphead, which I can also get on Steam. I can actually get Cuphead on Steam.
Yep.
But besides that,
I'm telling you, man. More people would put their stuff on Steam, they would just, their life would be so
much easier.
I guess,
but I mean, everybody puts, if it's not on Steam, it's probably an exclusive, you know?
Yep, which is true.
Steam's got a lot of crap on it.
That's also true.
But, I mean, that's about all I can add to the Xbox One arguments. I just don't have one.
I can't add anything to the PS4 argument, because I do not.
I'll talk about that for a second, because, I mean, I adore my PS4.
Yeah, you do.
I've got a lot of games on it. I've played Bloodborne. It's one of my favorite games of all time.
I love watching people play that game because it is just
It might make my top five. It's game feels like butter on a hot southern sidewalk. It runs that smooth. And I did play Diablo 3 a lot on PS4, but Dark Souls 3 I also liked a lot. Not as much as Bloodborne, but I did like it a lot. I rebought Skyrim on PS4 for some reason.
If it's a good game, I'll buy it multiple times.
I'm a sucker for Skyrim. I need to play Prey. I love Dishonored. That's another game. I haven't played Dishonored 2 yet. Neo is another Soulsborne kind of game. That was really good. I enjoyed it a lot. The Witcher 3. I started playing The Witcher 3 for the fifth time, and I think I finally get why people like it so much. It's just...
Took you three times? More than that,
four or five times. I always get to this one part, 20 hours in, and I just stop playing. I'm going to try not to do that this time.
I hope you beat it, Dad.
Oh, and my game of the year last year was probably Persona 5.
I can respect that. They did a lot.
Game is so pretty. So pretty. I just, man, PS4. It's basically what I do. Basically, is if it's on Steam, I'll get it on Steam, unless it's on Switch.
That's a good way to look at it.
But my PS4 is kind of an exclusives machine. If I get a fighting game, I'm probably going to get it on PS4.
I could not play fighting games.
And I'm not gonna buy it. And I'm not gonna buy a stick, one of those arcade machines.
Oh heck no!
So that's what I do. And then PS4 is kind of an exclusives machine, but there's so many: Neo, Uncharted, Nier, Bloodborne, Persona 5. Rocket Man, I played so much Rocket League when that game first came. When that was on PlayStation Plus, I put a ridiculous amount of hours into that game. And then I stopped playing it for a month, and then I came back, and people were just better than me, so I haven't played it in 2 years.
That's okay. I played one match once, and then I was like, why did I download this?
So fun!
I don't know, man.
I love my PS4.
It's just rockets with cars.
Exactly, it's just dumb fun.
I know. Too bad Lucio Ball can't be.
Man, I love Lucio Ball. I'm actually pretty good at it, too.
I got pretty good at it for my first time.
First time I played, it was terrifying. Because I was I don't want to have the ball through.
Yeah, man. It's cool. It's cool to see what they do with gaming. They do a lot of cool stuff.
Oh, crap. I don't think there's any other games I don't want to call it specifically. Really. PS4. I played Overwatch for a year on PS4 before I transitioned to PC.
You're welcome. It's all my fault.
I do have the Kingdom Hearts not Collector's Edition re-release on the PS4. That's the fourth time I bought that game.
I was going to say, Kingdom Hearts is an exclusive, but it's not anymore.
Those are still exclusive. I don't think 1 and 2 have ever...
Kingdom Hearts 3 is going to come out on the Xbox.
For now, it's an exclusive.
I'm not okay with that.
I know, guys. I'm a petty little douchebag.
I'm still petty about that.
Let's, before we go here, let's... Did you have a Wii U? No?
Nope.
I'm thinking you did. I hated my Wii U. I love my mom for buying it for me 1 year, years ago, whenever it came out. I don't know. She found it super cheap somehow, and she bought it.
Probably in a big
maybe. I don't know. And it had some amazing games on it. I mean, I love Splatoon. The Smash Bros. Was great. Wind Waker was obviously good. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze was great. Pikmin 3 was great. Paper Mario Color Splash was good.
I loved playing Pokken
on
the Wii U of my friend that borrowed it. The cool thing about the Wii U is I liked being able to look at the screen in my hand instead of a TV. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, but you know, the thing about it was...
That's what appeals to me as a Switch.
Yeah, like, but you also have an actual controller for the Switch. I hated playing on the TV with that big, stupid, like, baby's first tablet. That was 100%
stupid.
It felt like something I could make in my freaking garage.
Yeah, it pretty much looks like someone took a Wii and just, like, strapped a TV to it and was like, here, play with this.
And I really like this game. This is made by the same people who made Persona. Tokyo Mirage Sessions Sharp FE. Now, that's a name.
What?
It's Fire Emblem and Shin Megami Tensei had a baby.
It's called Tokyo.
Tokyo
what?
Mirage Sessions Sharp FE. Right?
Yeah. That is something.
I liked it a lot. I just hated playing my freaking Wii U. I really hope they re-release it on the Switch.
Oh, that's beautiful. I like that a lot.
I will buy it. There's so many games I'll rebuy.
Oh, dude. I played it.
It's so good. It's really, really good. There's so many good games on the Wii U. It's ridiculous. But I hated using it so, so much.
Well, at least now you have the Switch.
Yeah, man. I hope they... Like, they're re-releasing... They re-released Mario Kart. They came with New Splatoon. They re-released Pokken. They're re-releasing Donkey Kong.
That's the main reason I want to buy a Switch is for Splatoon 2.
Splatoon 2 is real fun.
It
really,
looks
really
so
fun.
Much fun.
But, yeah, I just hated using my Wii U. I really did. Since you brought up the Switch, we can talk about it. I know you don't have one yet, but I got one mid-last year.
I have the money for one. I'm just debating on buying stuff on Steam or going to buy a Switch.
Here's the thing.
Get a Switch.
You get a Switch the same reason you get a PlayStation. Zelda, Mario, Skyrim, like Super Mario Odyssey.
Dark Souls.
Dark Souls is coming. Super Mario Odyssey is amazing. The Legend of Breath of the Wild, Zelda: The Breath of the Wild is amazing. Splatoon 2 is amazing. Sonic Mania is amazing. Celeste.
Yeah, Nintendo Switch has a
Stardew Valley.
Oh man, Celeste.
I don't know if you saw. I beat Celeste.
Oh, I didn't see that yet.
Thank you. I think I died between 4,500 and 5,000 times or something like that. It took about 15 hours. The game is so good. I think it's my game of the year so far. Still early in the year, but so far, the game is great.
It's really good. It has a lot of in-depth.
It does. Story. It really does for a platform. I don't want to give, too much away. I don't know. I don't want to say it doesn't have spoilers, because it does. But it's basically about dealing with depression and. Anxiety in modern day, especially modern day.
Yeah. But the only reason I know about it is because I was listening to a podcast, and they only talk about good things about a game, and they talked about Celeste, and they were talking about different stuff and whatnot. But I'm not going to say who, but one of the characters has a Instagram.
Oh, yeah, I love it. It has an actual Instagram.
Yeah, like a real one.
Instapix.
Yeah, yeah. And I thought that was
pretty
cool.
Yeah, it's a really sweet game. So. Beautiful music.
That is true.
Cave Story. I've heard really good things about Cave Story.
I played that on my 3DS and I enjoyed it.
That's a very old game.
It
2004.
Is.
It I say weird. Very old. It's 04.
It was real weird playing it on my
3DS. I need to add that to my wish list, actually. I'm going to add that to
Are you just shopping on Steam
right
now?
No, I'm shopping on my Nintendo eShop.
Oh, it must be nice to have a Switch to shop on your Nintendo eShop.
Yeah, it's
because
they're better than you.
Well, look, we've already established that.
My gaming history slash is that, you plebe. Even though I haven't played any of the Half-Lives or one of the Portals.
You haven't played any of the actually Valve games?
Yeah, I played Portal. Noob. I played Portal 2, which is fantastic.
The Pogger.
But, Legend of Zelda, Splatoon 2, Super Mario Odyssey... I'm just trying to list things that Sonic Mania, some things that came out recently. The Binding of Isaac is also still amazing. Stardew Valley is fantastic. If you want to go back,
it is go so back, good. I love Mario Stardew
plus
Valley.
Rabbids Kingdom Battle is a great game too. It's like a.
I never thought those words would come out. It's like of your mouth. I thought it was
baby. I don't want to say that. I want to say baby's first XCOM, but it kind of is. It's a
okay
because it does have a surprising amount of depth to it. And then, of course, like I mentioned, Celeste is my game of the year so far. Get it on Switch if you can. I'd say
okay.
Hollow Knight looks great too. I want to pick that up.
I liked that game.
I watched a streamer play it. I supposed to be going on Switch. I think games. I kind of want to wait. Get it on Switch. Night in the Woods, Owlboy. There's a lot.
Now you're just listing off Switch games.
I mean, yeah, those guys are not. They're not only on Switch, but I'd rather have them on Switch.
Yeah, that's kind of me. You know, if I wanna, if I'm gonna be doing gaming on the go, I'd rather have them on Switch.
Yeah, I'd agree. I take it to university every day.
Oh, nice.
Thank you. But yeah, I think that brings us up to today. Is there anything else that you could want to bring up?
No, I can't really think of anything, you know? Just keep gaming, people. Keep playing what you want to play. Play games that make you happy, even if that's Minecraft or Terraria
play
or
games.
Anything like that. You know? We can't really say play on players because, you know, that's GameStop's thing, I'm pretty sure.
We can just say play games, though.
Yeah, we can say play games because
they're good.
Haven't copyrighted that.
We phrase. Can copyright it, baby, unless someone else has.
That's true. All in, baby, all in.
That's a little inside joke. But yeah, I think that's been our podcast.
Yep, that'll be it, guys. You can reach out to us on Twitter.
I'm at Ryan Divisions.
And you can reach me at Aswaylock on Twitter. Don't worry, it'll be in the show notes. I'm not going to spell it for you.
I still can't
spell it. And you can reach the podcast. And you can reach the podcast at oneupmepodcast@twitter.com. Thanks.
Do 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 one up me podcast.